Hey guys, welcome back to QB Rant. My name's Quentin, and this is my compadre slash co-host,
Bennett, and we are here to bring you another episode of the podcast. We're sorry we haven't been at it in a long time. It's just we haven't been able to get together because of the coronavirus, as you probably know.
You know, I think we say that like all the time. Like, I'm sorry we haven't made one in a long time. And this time we do have an excuse. There is corona, so if the quality is bad, that's because it's over a phone call right now, since we had to figure out a way to do the podcast and it took us a while. Yeah.
But
and that's why there may be a delay.
Yeah, we do have an app now that we can use for now. So that's how we're bringing you this episode.
Mhm. This is going to be severely hard, but we'll power through it. So, what are we doing?
I guess we can talk about coronavirus, or you can talk about your story, or I can talk about my story.
Let's start off with coronavirus.
Coronavirus. Well, as of time of recording this, coronavirus has 663,000 cases and 31,000 deaths, with 142,000 people recovered. So, that's kind of bad.
I'm not gonna lie.
I don't mean to be the bringer of bad news, but having 30,000 deaths is not very good. We're having over 3,000 a day now. So, stay inside.
Oof. Yeah, there's a lot of people, though, like around my neighborhood, that even though we're supposed to stay inside, and I've looked outside and I just see some people riding their bikes or scootering or stuff like that, and like old people just walking around. And what I'm most surprised about is because it affects old people the most. So I'm wondering why the old people are just like, they have no care in the world. They're like, I'm going to go out if I want to go out. So that kind of just interests me.
I mean, it makes sense to want to like go walking or biking for kids and stuff. And adults and older people as well, I guess, because being trapped in your house can kind of make you paranoid, I guess, but,
yeah, it can make you kind of, like, fritzy and, like, you want to do more things and you just feel like you're stuck in a confined space and you don't like that, and you get too hyper.
I know, I felt kind of trapped during this whole thing, and, it's also not ending anytime soon, but hey, I have lots to be thankful for. You know, I have a house, right?
That's pretty good.
And I have a bed, too. So, I get to sleep there. It's pretty epic.
And you know what? I do have those, too.
You have those,
I was
going
to say I don't. Yeah, I was going to say I don't for some reason. But I actually do.
That's actually great, Quentin. I'm glad that you have a bed. I'm glad that you have a house.
I know. I'm pretty privileged that way. Some people don't.
I'm really glad that you're not, what do you call, homeless. Sorry if anyone listening out there is homeless, that's really sad.
Also, how are you listening to this if you're homeless?
I mean, if you are, then good on you, I guess. Probably you should not have
your money on ways to listen to podcasts, but if you're just listening through someone's car, then respect.
Respect to you people.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is that this whole coronavirus, one Chinese man decided to eat a bat, and now everyone in the world is just losing their jobs and quarantined, you know? It's kind of
crazy. Is that really how it happened? Because I've gotten told several different ways.
I don't know. That's just the story. I don't think it actually started with a bat, but that's what everyone says, so I'm going with it.
The one that I least believe is there was someone that said it started because there was a dude in China and he was working on like chemicals and stuff, and he created it, like he created the virus.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I mean, hey, maybe the government made it to help with world population, with overpopulation.
And they were like, we need to decrease this, too overpopulated right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think that's what happened. Also, I heard that what happened is there was like a few people in Wuhan, China. That's where it started, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it, so they were supposed to just stay quarantined, but then one guy, he decided to go to church on a Sunday. to the guy who had it. So then everyone in that church got it, and they didn't know, because you don't see the symptoms for another 2 weeks. And then the people who got it in that church went out and saw other people, because they didn't know that they had the virus. So then it started spreading to everyone that they saw. And as you can just know from that, is that it can spread really fast, because you don't know that you have it until it's too late.
I can't believe how long this thing's been going on for. Like, at first, people didn't really think much about Corona, because, like, it was just kind of a meme, because there was, World War III and stuff like that, and no one was caring about stuff like that. And then Corona came along, and they were like, it's just another thing that's going to pass us by, which I can't believe it, but I think we were told about Corona in December. Like,
December?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's when it first came out.
Well, I thought it started in January. I don't think
that's what I thought. No, I'm pretty sure, because my mom was talking about it, and she was like, I can't believe how long this has lasted. Like, since December, and people have been talking about it. I was like, I guess it has. Because it was still last semester when it was talked about.
Really?
But it wasn't as big then.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it wasn't as big then. So.
Yeah. So, you know what's crazy is that now, well, it's not really hard to believe it, I guess, but the U.S. is now the most cases. The most cases in the U.S. It used to be Italy, because Italy was, like, just growing a lot faster than everywhere else. But then the U.S. now is, like, way past Italy. There's, like, 123,000 cases in the U.S. and 92,000 in Italy. And just, like, that alone is kind of...
China's doing pretty good now, though. I heard they're, controlling it a bit more.
I mean, they're the number... They're, like, one of the top places with most cases, but...
I know, but they started off with it. I heard that they were doing better. Unless that was a lie.
I mean, I don't know. Wait, Italy has had the most deaths, but the U.S. has the most cases. I don't know how that's going to change.
It's going to change over time, that's for sure.
Yeah. I don't really like this, because you can't see any of your friends. You can't really leave your house, except I've been going on walks, not interacting with people.
I actually went bike riding today.
Well, that's great. You know, you can...
I got a new bike.
You got a new bike? Let's go.
Yeah, I was happy about it. My dad was like, you know what? You need a new bike. And I was like, I guess, because my bike's broken. He's like, okay.
Wait, I'm going to get one. Where did you get it from?
I don't know. I didn't go with him.
Do you think it's possible that your bike has the coronavirus?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Cause what if somebody else went in that store, you got the bike and touched your bike, and they had coronavirus, and then your dad touched the bike and brought it to you, and then it turns out you guys all have coronavirus.
You know what also sucked? The fact that I went to get a gift card for my PlayStation today. And when I went, this dude was trying not to get, like, hand contact, but I had to give him some change to get it, and I dropped it into his hand, and somehow our hands touched, so I might have Corona now.
Wait, it was a guy at a gas station, did you say?
It was called Circle K now.
Yeah, that's a gas station.
Yeah, so...
The worst thing about
bigger chance
is probably not being able to be at school for the rest of the year, to be honest. Because we're gonna miss out on a lot of learning, and for things like science and math and English, it's good to
and like extra articular sports and stuff like track and field.
Yeah, we're not gonna be able to do any of that. And also, I really hope that all of summer isn't just canceled, because that, I feel like it's gonna happen.
Because they'd have to move their entire schedule if summer got canceled. They'd have to move everything, and then how are they gonna flip that back? They just suddenly have to do 1 year where they just didn't do school.
Well, I just hope that it was over before summer, because then I can hang out with people.
Yeah. I wanted to hang out with people during summer vacation, but if they have to do it like summer school, that would really suck. But
you know what I don't really get is that couple weeks ago, like when this was all kind of getting a little bit bigger, then for some reason my family decided to book a cabin, even though it's like not smart. And then everything got quarantined and stuff, so now we can't go. And we only get half the money back for it, but like I feel like they shouldn't have even paid for the cabin because I don't know. Kind of expected that this was gonna happen.
You know what kind of really sucks?
What's that?
Like, I heard that the people that they get free flights, like my uncle, he was in Cambodia, like he's in Cambodia, you know about him, but he's getting a free flight back to Ontario. Well, he can, there's the option, but he can't bring his family members because they're not originally from Ontario, so that's kind of the problem. And, but if he comes back, and you saw the alert on your phone, they have to stay inside for 14 days and not, they can't go outside at all.
Well, yeah, anyone who's been traveling has to quarantine themselves for 14 days once they get back because they don't want to spread it to anywhere.
But wouldn't that mean anyone that's hanging out with them would, like, if they're living in a different person's house, that they would have to do that as well?
Yeah, it would. But they would probably just separate.
Yeah, that would make sense. Like, maybe they'll live in an apartment or something, like an apartment building.
Yeah, you know, I'm just gonna tell a little story because we need to get some humor into you, you know? Okay, so these people got engaged by meeting in a comment section on Instagram. The story is called Love at First Swipe. So, Emily had just recently gotten back on social media after months of a hiatus, which is a break from something, when she was scrolling through Instagram. So, she happened upon a post by Taylor Ransom, who is a Christian personality guy, and he made a video about why Christians should stop saying Daddy God in prayer. I don't really know what the point of making that video is. I think it's just because...
Who says Daddy God?
I don't know who says Daddy God in your prayers anyways, but if any of you guys do...
Oh, you said Daddy God. I heard Baddy God.
No. If it's like a video saying that Christians should stop saying Daddy God in their prayer.
Who says that?
I mean,
never
maybe,
heard that before.
Maybe he's just making this up for laughs, but like, I don't know.
Alright.
Anyways, so she decided to comment. This is what she said. She said, if we didn't make the word daddy into something nerdy, it wouldn't be an issue. So, meanwhile, Adam, who's the guy she ends up meeting, he also happened upon that post and was scrolling through the comments when he saw Emily's. He wholeheartedly agreed with what she said and simply liked it. Just taking a big step there, you know, liking the comment.
Yeah, liking the comment.
Imagine.
I do that all the time.
Liking a girl's comment on Instagram, that's just...
Okay, I don't do that.
I don't know. That takes a lot of guts, you know?
It really does.
A real man.
I'm gonna put on some socks.
You really agree with what she said. So, when Emily saw that this boy who liked her comment... When she saw this boy liked her comment, she thought he was cute, and she followed him. Ooh. And the plot thickens. So naturally,
crazy.
He followed her back. Oh boy, this is getting serious.
Step up in the relationship.
Quentin, what do you think you would do if you commented on a post and then a girl liked your comment? Would you just follow her? You'd be like, wow, she liked my comment, she's cute, I should hit her up. You know?
I wouldn't be on Instagram for the next 10 days after I made that comment. And then I'd go back on Instagram, there'd be many more things getting in the way, so I probably would have never seen the notification of that.
So
I just don't really go on Instagram or social media all that much, so that probably wouldn't. What about you in that situation?
You know, I think that if I made a comment on a funny post and a girl liked my comments, I would do nothing.
Yeah, but what if she was like pretty and stuff and you were like, oh, better hit
usually
her up?
If someone likes my comment, I don't usually go on their profile. I just see it, you know?
Someone replies to me, that's when I really look at it.
Also, I feel like that, not trying to be rude, some of you guys listening to this, but I feel like if you're trying to find good-looking people on the internet who just like your comment, and you're just like, oh, that person's cute, maybe they're the one, you know?
So well, I feel like you should also, it's not always for everybody, but it's also a thing that's out there. There's dating apps and stuff like that that you could also use instead.
Yeah. But hey,
which are kind of a safer way. Kind
this
of,
one,
sometimes.
This one may have worked out, right? So she thought he was cute and followed him, and he followed her back. On the very next day, Emily posted on her story about George Strait, and it caused Adam to decide to swipe up and reply. But boy, he replied to her story. I don't know what she said about George Strait, but, you know, whatever. So, when he replied, they haven't stopped talking since then. Wow, that's actually kind of insane. He replied, and then they never stopped talking since that day. Wow, okay.
Wait, how long ago was this?
This was, in 2018, August.
Okay, so they maybe have stopped talking.
So wait, it started on August 22nd, 2018, and they officially met in person on September 3rd, 2018. Wow, that's kind of... They actually met in person. That's good.
That's a month.
It's August 22nd. That's not a month. That's like a couple weeks.
Wait, what day did you say on September?
It was on August 22nd, and then they met on September 3rd. Well, that's actually
That is really fast.
It's really fast. You meet someone in an Instagram comment, you follow them.
And then you're like, hey, you want to meet up? Like,
then,
a week from now?
Wow, I feel like that's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
That reminds me.
I have a story that's a bit creepier.
That reminds me of my cousin. He kind of does that a lot. He meets random people and goes out with them. It's weird, but you know, it's whatever, right? He'll get his life.
Yeah, I guess.
But, so, they met on September 3rd and began dating September 26th. Okay, so they didn't go too deep into it for another 2 weeks. I guess that's a good thing. So, Adam met and moved to Texarkana after 10 months of a long-distance relationship, so he could be close to her. Wow. That's amazing. He moved there just to be close to her.
That's a big man move.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Oh, that was after 10 months of the relationship, I was gonna say. That was, like, right after they started dating.
That'd be way too fast. I'd be creeped out immediately if I was that girl.
You know, so the final thing is their love for God and people is what first caused the connection. I don't know about that.
I think it was just the fact that this dude was creepy and she was kind of into creepy people.
I don't know if it was their love for God and people. I feel like it's more that she liked his Instagram. No, he liked her Instagram comment.
And she liked the fact that he liked her Instagram.
I feel like it was more because Taylor Ransom made an Instagram post and that she decided to comment on it. But, you know, I guess I could be wrong. And their mutual goofiness and knack for being over the top is what made it stick. Wow, beautiful love story, gotta say. That was
honestly amazing.
They then got engaged and probably got married. Man, do you have a story to tell, Quentin?
I actually do. It kind of has to key in with yours.
Really?
Kind of. Mine's a little bit more creepier. So, I was watching, like, this comedy thing on YouTube. I think they're called the Dry Bar. The Dry Bar, I'm pretty sure, on YouTube. But there's this one comedian, and he was talking about how these... Like, he was just making me laugh a bit, and then suddenly he's, like, telling a story about how these two couple met, and it was, like, really weird. So... Basically, there was this one dude, he didn't give any names or anything, but there was this one dude, and he's been stalking this girl, I think, for like a month or something. And what happened was, there was one day where the girl came out from the grocery store, and she went to her car, and this day, he decided to make a move, so he knocked her out, put her into the trunk of her van, took her keys,
whoa,
and like, drove her home. And they... One day just went on to like a talk show about talking how they met, and they were talking about that, and they're like, and that's, she was like, and that's why I love him.
Wait,
for
what?
That exact reason. And I was like, how did you guys get married? And they were like, the people on the talk show, how the comedian described it, were like really creeped out by the fact that they were doing it. And I was like, how? How do you love a dude that stalked you for over a month or around a month and then knocked you out, put you in the trunk of your car and drove away with your car?
Okay.
How? How do you get married?
Wait, so did he like stay at her house? He
bought
her to her house and then just stayed there. And then she's like, that's why I love him.
I love him for the exact reason that I almost died that day. Put a little rush in my body. I was like, man, I love this guy.
Wow.
This makes me feel amazing.
This, like, people are so messed up. Like, you see a girl, you stalk her for a month, and you're like, all right, today's the day I make a move. And talk to her for real. You knock her out, drive her to your car, and it's like, this is how we fell in love. Like,
dude, if that happened to the wrong person, like, imagine a girl that didn't like that, and then the stalker was like, I guess I'll trap her, and she's the first thing she does is she calls the cops.
I mean,
she just calls the cops when she wakes up. Like, that'd be the normal thing to do, but she liked it. She was all right.
I feel like most people would not like that, to be honest. Like almost
well,
everyone...
he luckily found the right girl, apparently. Like, they were meant for each other.
But what if he was trying to do something bad, you know? I'm not going to get into that.
I guess not, but think about it. What if one of the days, like, when they're married, they're like, you're not like you used to be. You used to lock me up and into cars and drive away. You don't do that anymore. What's wrong with you? There's no surprise in our lives. Like, imagine that would be the conversation where they're about to get a divorce.
No, that's definitely a different way of connecting than mine.
Yeah.
Like, I guess there's different ways, right?
Yeah, people can love each other in different ways. It could be normal. It can be a little bit extreme or weird, and then it can just go over the top to something you would never expect.
Wait, I just had an idea for the name of this podcast.
Love Trials and Coronavirus.
I was going to say Love at First Strike for your story.
I feel like that's a thing.
Oh, man. I don't think that ever happened, to be honest. Because most guys would not have good intentions by knocking someone out.
Or we could call it the kidnapping. No, that sounds like a horror movie.
The name of the podcast is The Kidnapping.
Kidnapping, bracket, coronavirus.
So, Quentin, how's your family been with groceries and toilet paper hoarding? Have they been hoarding toilet paper?
Okay, the hoarding of toilet paper, we actually relate, so... Yeah, it's hard to find toilet paper. It really sucks. Like, we're a bigger family, so the fact that you're only allowed to go to the store and get 2 loaves of bread, normally our family gets, like, 6 loaves of bread for a week.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, and then it really sucks because now every time we go to the store, you're only allowed to get 2. And because we're a bigger family, we use more toilet paper than the average family. Like, it's small families. You'll find that it's small families hoarding all the stuff. So the bigger families can't have anything.
Yeah, and what about, like, toilet paper? Have you been getting a lot of that?
Well, I don't really know. We kind of have our toilet paper right now. Like, we seem to be good at the moment.
Yeah, like,
I don't.
Before all this happened, we kind of already had lots of toilet paper because we got our toilet paper, like, in bulk from Costco because it's cheaper. So we haven't really had to buy any.
I see.
But like,
yeah, we've had...
Imagine those people who prank someone with toilet paper and the house, and the guy who gets pranked is just like, well, they're going to get that, because now he gets all the toilet paper, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just really sucks. Like, the small families, like, why? Why they take everything and then they just leave nothing for the bigger family? Like, they're the families that don't need it as much as the bigger families.
I know, like, man, I just don't get it. Also, like, I was in the parking lot of a store, and I just, like, everyone who's walking in is all just getting toilet paper, and it's just, like, you know, you could just be hoarding everything else, or just not hoard at all, because that's how people go hungry, just because they can't buy food when it's not there.
now it's extremely hard for homeless people to get a bite of food or anything because of this like quarantine stuff. No one's gonna want to like be nice to homeless people or give them anything because they want to hoard it for themselves. Also, another thing would be they might think that they have the coronavirus themselves. So it's really difficult for old like the people on the streets, considering they have a higher chance of getting corona and nothing stopping them from getting a disease or
they're much more susceptible to it, and I feel like no one would want to help them because they're not supposed to even be near anyone. You have to keep 6 feet away at all times. That's the rule.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the rule is keep 6 feet away at all times. So, like, today, where we're recording this, you're only allowed gatherings of 50, which I thought it already went down, but apparently not. And then tomorrow...
50? I thought it was gatherings of 10.
No, they went back up to 50 for some reason. And then tomorrow, they're changing it to 5. So I'm just thinking, wait... Let me have to get rid of my family.
You know? Yo, I could come to your house real quick. Yeah, my family would have to get rid of 2 people.
Yeah, you got 7 people, I've got 6. You know, we can just tell one of them to sleep somewhere far
You know,
away.
We could take, you know, your family of 6, my family of 7. We could take 2 people from mine, 1 person from yours, and we just book them a hotel.
Wait, what if me and you and my brother?
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh wait, you need to get another one of your siblings to leave your house as well.
Yeah, we can take.
It doesn't really matter.
No, we can trade. No, since
trade?
You don't actually need your brother to go too. You only need 1 person to leave. But if we bring out your brother, we can take one of my siblings and bring him to your house and just have them stay there, like my sister. Yeah, my sister could live at your house. Me. You and your brother can all live at a hotel or something, or an apartment.
We can live on the streets.
Yeah, that too.
We can just go on the streets and then like do parkour and eat garbage, you know?
Oh, that's gonna be sick.
Also, like, if any police like catch us doing bad stuff, we can just cough on them and it'll be fine.
Yeah, they're not gonna come near us. All we have to do is fake cough and they'll be like, stay away, and we just come closer.
Definitely
gonna
just go home.
That's
the right thing to do, right?
Yeah. It's the way the world works. Like, we'll go back to, like, primal days. When we actually had to hunt for our food.
Back in the days when you and I would go out hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And when we'd be running from the police and everything.
We have experience building a house. Not a real house, but, like, a little fortress. We have experience.
Yeah, we have experience building... A little fort underneath a tree,
yeah? Yeah, we can just use a tree, get some tree branches, and start building. Like,
I mean,
we did pretty good.
They never actually lasted more than like a week. They always just got destroyed by the weather. But
think about it. We're older now. We're much older now than we were back then. We have much more smarts, and we can get much more material because we're strong. I think it will work.
You think it'll work?
Yeah. But where are we getting dropped off first? Because if it's not a forest, then none of this is going to happen. Also, we're going to have different dangers than the police if we're going to be in the forest. Animals.
I don't think that we're getting dropped off anywhere. I think you're going to have to walk all the way to my house. And then...
That's more... Since it's 2 hours driving, or around 3, isn't it?
I'll just let you know, it's about 189 kilometers away from you. So, if you want to walk that...
Okay, I'll be there in 5 weeks.
5 weeks? You can just run.
Yeah, but I can't run forever.
Well, just, use drugs, I don't know. I'm just kidding. Don't use drugs. Drugs are bad, kids. Don't use drugs
ever. I've never used drugs. Okay. What was it? I think it was New Year's special where it was said by, Jaden that I smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't smoke.
That was false. Jaden...
I just need to get this across. I don't smoke.
No, I'm not saying that makes you a bad person if you do. You know, it's fine.
Yeah, there's really nice people that smoke. I know. One of them is my neighbor.
Also, the thing is, most people, going back to coronavirus, most people who are dying are people who have other health issues before they got the coronavirus.
Or like a weak immune system.
Yeah, or if they have a weak immune system. It's also mostly the elderly. Because they already have weaker immune systems, but... Yeah. We also... have to think of a quote for today, but I think you already had one.
I do have one. Wait, one last thing. What did you say to people that die? The people that died the least, were they like 0 to 9? Or haven't died at all?
There's been no deaths between 0 to 9, and then just been like a couple between 10 and 19. Which is actually surprising. I thought that no one between like 10 and 19 or that age would have gotten it and died from it. But I guess if they're, like, doing bad stuff, they might have weak immune systems or lungs or something.
Oh, I see.
So, do you want to end this off with your quote of the day, Quentin?
Well, this one is a bit more, not as crazy as my normal ones, but,
Yeah, one of our best quotes, sun's always birthday in the morning.
Beautiful. Yeah, I think that's our best one. I was thinking of one right now that I could have used, but I'll just use the one that I thought of the day we were preparing this. By the way, we were going to do this, I think it was like a week earlier, but I just forgot the call completely.
Yeah. But, you know, we've got it recorded. We hope you
Which will probably be coming out, well, you guys won't know this, but for us, it will be like a day later than when we're making this. Normally it's published on the same day we make it. Well, kind of. Alright, so... Well, yeah, but I really... Okay, whatever. We're gonna do this. The quote of the day is, "You don't lose, you learn to get better."
Beautiful.
So I know. Just remember that, kids. You don't lose, you learn to get better. Possibly the best one I've made.
That actually is kind of amazing. I feel like I've heard that before, but maybe I haven't.
Originally, it was, I just added a little part. It was, "You don't lose, you learn."
Okay. Well, just remember both of those, guys. We hope you enjoyed it.
You don't lose, you learn. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. We'll see all of you next time, which could be any time, and... who knows how long this corona thing's gonna last. Just power through it. Stay safe. Don't go near anyone. Unless you know for sure that they're
also
fine.
Just wash your hands and don't party at all, because that's not really loud.
And sorry for all the delay, but we'll see all of you later. Bye.